Good morning and welcome to Handling Change. I'm Joe Mandricotti. Handling Change comes your way every week following the 7:30 news, where we take a look at financial planning. And to do that, we're joined by Paul Hundley, a senior financial advisor with Lighthouse Capital, who has 2 decades in the financial services industry. Paul joins us each week to discuss your personal finance. Good morning, Paul. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Good to have you in here. I'm so glad you can make it here every week. Talk to us about these incredibly useful jewels and tidbits of information you have.
Well, I appreciate that. That's quite the intro.
All right. So Handling Change, you can find us on the web at handlingchange.info, and you can email the show directly at handlechange@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter, because Paul does tweet out some great useful information during the week. So follow us there at Talking Change for You. That's talking number 4 and letter U. So this week, let's see what's on tap. Here it is, the 14th, and tax day is tomorrow, but of course it's a Sunday. And here in the Northeast, we enjoy an extra day because of Patriots Day. So we don't have to file till Tuesday, Paul.
They plan that marathon just right, it feels like, every year.
It's just here. Everybody who has the IRS office that deals with them have to have it on the 15th.
It allows us good Massachusetts procrastinators just the time we need.
Only in Boston area do we calculate in party time for our taxes. Right.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So the deadline is just in a couple of days. Might be a little late for people to do much for 2017, but what can people do for 2018
All
taxes?
Right. So for 2017, keep in mind we are talking about those procrastinators. So actually, if you haven't already, you can still fund a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, but you're going to want to make sure you get those checks post-dated pretty quickly here. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, but put it on your to-do list, right? So let's talk about contribution levels, though, going forward into 2018. So if you've already put 2017 away, let's focus on 2018. IRAs and Roths, right? Those contribution levels remain exactly the same at $5,500 per individual. But if you're over the age of 50, you get that extra $1,000, that contribution catch-up provision.
A little bonus for making it that far in life.
Well, if you really delayed planning for retirement and you're really starting to feel like, okay, you know what? I don't want to work forever. Yeah. Maybe I should be addressing this issue.
They're throwing you a bone here. Yeah.
You know? 401k plans actually got a slight bump this year. So maximum contribution levels went from $18,000 last year to $18,500. So if you're maxing out your 401k plan, make sure you're going to your HR and saying, hey, I understand I can put a little more money away. Let's get that adjustment into my paycheck.
That's good advice and a good tip for people to know that.
You know, and that holds true for, government workers. If you're in a 457 plan or a thrift savings plan, also known as the TSP, or a 403b plan account. So, you know, those are really your core, more traditional retirement plans. Once you've kind of funded all those things, obviously the things that we've been kind of talking about here this month, that healthcare savings account.
Absolutely. You've mentioned that before. Give us more details on that.
All right. So the healthcare savings account, where your retirement plans are really dedicated to your more general retirement strategies, a healthcare savings account is really built up for healthcare purposes. This gives you flexibility in the future as you may look towards a more high deductible plan to help reduce premiums currently, offset any potential future healthcare catastrophes, which obviously no one plans for. It's a very difficult thing to do, to plan for significant healthcare related incidences. But families this year can contribute up to $6,850.
Wow, that's a good amount of money.
It's a good amount of money. And keep in mind, that money does go in pre-tax.
That's one of the best parts of this.
Correct. So you get that current day tax benefit, that money goes in pre-tax. The benefit goes and grows tax deferred. So in that way, it's similar to your more traditional IRAs or your 401k plans, but similar to the Roth IRA, when it comes out for healthcare related cost, the money comes out tax-free. So it's really kind of this triple win in the sense of the benefit of the healthcare savings account. So that right there really underlines why healthcare savings accounts are exploding in popularity right now.
All right, that's fantastic. Folks, Paul has for you a free paper on this for healthcare savings account. That's what we're giving away this month, and it's available to you. And all you have to do is either give Paul a call directly at his cell, by the way, right, Paul? You don't mind me giving this out?
Not at all.
781-956-8843. That's 781-956-8843. You can also email the show at handlechange@gmail.com. That's handlechange@gmail.com. You can check us out on the World Wide Web at handlingchange.com. talkingchange.info. And of course, follow us on social media at Talking Change for You. This 8-page packet is available no cost to you. You can either go to handlingchange.info, email us directly at handlechange@gmail.com, and of course, call Paul directly at 781-956-8843. Paul, you don't mind him giving out your number?
Absolutely not.
All right, folks. So again, anytime you want to give Paul a call, doesn't matter, day or night, weekends, Sunday dinner.
Shoot me a text.
That's fine. 781-956-8843. And he'll get this 8-page packet out to you. And it's healthcare savings account. That's what we're talking about this month. Good information, Paul. Great advice, too, about going to the HR manager and make sure that they know that it has upped this year, too, for those other accounts.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Paul. And we'll see you next Saturday morning.
Joe, I'll see you then.